Today is Future Leaders Day. We're speaking with one of the future leaders in our community. This is Shantika Kasecki. Shantika, thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
So just for a bit of background for our listeners, you're a student with Renford Collegiate Institute, as well as the leader of the media team for the school. Take us through what the media team does and how you feel it impacts the community both in school and around the town.
Basically, we just get to make videos about different things, kind of depending on what's going on. Like, I started with the Remembrance Day video this year. I helped make a Bell Let's Talk Day video. It just kind of depends more or less on what's going on. I was really proud of my video that I made for International Women's Day. I think that was probably my favorite one. So we all kind of do different things. I've made most of the videos and edited them myself. And then we have two other members who were recording all the sports games at school, the basketball and volleyball and all that. I just find that's really fun for everybody to kind of dabble in something that they enjoy just for fun.
It's so important to catch current events, especially at a school where so many things go on at once.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things can fall through the cracks.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Who are your biggest influences? Who got you interested in media and in the media team?
At first, whenever I was just taking media class last year, it was just Mr. Nowak that was you're really good at this. You should really pursue something in this. And I was I don't really know. And then this year, it was Alexa Naresmi that texted me and was you should ask about the media team. And then now I'm just kind of in the media team. So I really give big thanks to those two, because that's just something that I like, just making fun videos for the school.
It isn't always fun in games, though, for young people in our community. What are some challenges you think local youth are facing today?
I find that there's just a lot of discouragement and not as a lot of uplifting and positivity, just kind of telling kids, you can do whatever you want to. You have the power to do that. I just find that there's a lot of negativity and people just don't think that you can do something that you put your mind to simply because it's not something that they like or just because they think that it's a little too far-fetched for you. If I want to make a video, I'm going to make a video and it's going to be a good video.
The water is often too cold for people who never stick their toes in, right?
Oh, yeah.
On top of your work with the media team, I understand that you're also an advocate for mental health. Now, mental health can be a tricky subject. If you're willing, would you like to share some of your experiences with mental health, either through your advocacy or maybe just gauging how people are at school?
So for me, I find for a really, really long time, I always just thought, if there's something wrong with me, somebody else has it worse. So I would just bottle it all up and then just let it get to the point where I just have to completely explode. And I more or less just like to offer an ear to listen, because I don't always have the right words to tell somebody, but I can listen to them. And even just for me, whenever I'm going through something, I don't need somebody to tell me what I need to do. Sometimes I just need someone to listen.
And to follow up on that, do you have any advice for young people who are maybe going through a tough time, or maybe they're unsure about their next steps? Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
Literally, if you're looking to go towards a goal, just do it. You can't wait to do something. The best time to do it is now. And people can tell you that you can't or that it's a little too far-fetched, but they never tried it. So how are they going to know? That's what I do. Whenever I have my mindset on something, I'm going for it. I'm doing it. I don't need anybody to tell me that I can't do it, because if they're not doing it, their opinion shouldn't matter. It's really what you want to do. It's what you think is right, what you have set in your mind. Anybody can get to their goals. It's just a matter of going for it.
Very quickly, let's look ahead about 5 to 10 years. Do you see yourself working in the field of media, or is there another calling for you?
I'm going to Trent University in the fall to study law and sociology, so that's kind of where my head was at first. I'm trying to go to school to become a child advocate lawyer. Maybe media as a little side thing, kind of having fun with it. But yeah, I never thought about pursuing a career in media up until this year, and I'd already kind of had my mindset on what I wanted to do.
Well, skills and knowledge from covering current events should serve a lawyer pretty well. Today is Future Leaders Day. We've been speaking with Shantika Kasecki, student leader for Renfrew Collegiate Institute's media team and advocate for mental health. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You can listen to all our future leaders at renfrewtoday.ca.